Mark, you there?
Yes, I've got to be back in my headset. You got me now?
Hi, Clark, can you hear me? Sorry about that. I warned you about that timer thingy. Last couple things here. I was mentioning in hiring local classes, you're certified marketing representative for Google. Do you also agree to let us know should you partake any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 23rd, 2020.
Okay.
I know, right?
Right.
In the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. But of course, Clark, this is a month-to-month program, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225.
How much advance notice do they have to have that on the cancellation?
That's what I was going to just let you know. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, just make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir, I do. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Last step is your card information whenever you're ready.
All right. American Express, 3792-4960-404208. Expiration date is 0126 or 8. I can't. Hey, Carly, does that say 0128 or 26 on expiration?
28.
0128.
Okay, and there's four numbers on the front as well.
You are absolutely correct. It is, Carly, what are these? 7884?
Yes.
7884.
Okay, I'll go ahead and update that there. All right. Bear with me one moment. I'll go ahead and process the card for the initial payment.
Does it look like you're... There's a pterodactyl right there. See, that's a mushroom.
You found the pterodactyl.
Yes, there is a pterodactyl. I just gave him a ball, kickball with a pterodactyl on it.
There you
mushroom.
Go.
Yeah. We're not going to eat these.
Clark, everything is wrapped up fully. We'll be glad to reach out to you tomorrow at 9 o'clock to do the onboarding from the 877 number. You did get an email saying, welcome to Local Splash. Click here to view your invoice. There's a thing you can scroll through there to just make sure everything we talked about is cleared up in writing there.
Can I ever hear from you again, John?
Yeah, you can all the time, actually, including tomorrow. So good news is the contact information you have for me, you can always reach out to me. But what I'll personally do for you, Clark, is I'm going to do a check-in at the end of this month, your first month with us. I'll check in with you just to make sure everything is going smoothly, so that way we can...
That'd be great.
And everything. Well, thank you.
I love that term, chit-chat. We use that in Tennessee. Well, bless you, friend, and I want to email to whoever you answer to so I can give accolades for your kindness, just being such a personable, good, professional person. I appreciate it more than I can tell you. So I'd like to be sincere and tell somebody about how you've treated me. And, other than making it free, there was nothing else you could have done.
Well, hey, thank you so much, Clark, for saying all those kind words. And I will let you know, since calls are being recorded, you're saying plenty. You don't have to type anything out or send any emails. But if you ever want to, you can, absolutely.
Yeah, well, send that to me. I feel led to do that. I do. I think you've gone above and beyond the call of duty. I don't mean that as a joke. So yeah, just do that so I can pass it. You know, everybody's real quick to judge and be critical, and they don't respond to the positive, great people. They'd rather bring up what's wrong, and I'd rather bring up what's right with what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will let you know this. At some point, as long as things are going great for you, we'll probably ask you to leave us a nice review on Google, because that's important in businesses as well. But I just sent you a text message with my boss's email address there. And then the other thing that you can do, I wanted to check in on as well, is last thing I forgot to mention while we were wrapping things up, because we were multitasking here. We do a call tracking service as well. So all that means to you is the phone number that will show up on your ads and on your website will be slightly different from the number we're talking on, the 9200 number that you have. And the only reason why we do that is just so that way if you want us to double check how many calls came through as a result of our marketing efforts, you'll actually have records of all that, the phone numbers that called you. Not so much the recordings or anything like that, just the numbers themselves. But you'll still get the call directly from your client. You won't notice the difference on your end other than the back end side of for the analytics purposes, just so you know.
Well, that's great. That's great, John. Thank you so much. Well, I hope you'll have a blessed evening, and I'll look forward to hearing from the company tomorrow morning and you again as well. And wish you and your family a happy Memorial Day weekend. Do you have a family yourself?
I have only a fur baby right now at the young age of 41. You know what? You want to hear something funny? We talked about walking the steps of your parents. My dad had me when he was 44, and that's probably about the time I'll have my first.
Well, I was single for 35 years, so I understand. Make the right decision rather than the wrong one and go through a divorce. It's a whole lot easier.
But my wife and I are very happy, and we're planning, thinking about it in the next couple of years. So it's going to be a good time.
Well, John, I'll lift that up. What's your wife's name? I'll lift y'all up in my prayers tonight.
Her name is Anna Maria.
Anna Maria. How pretty. Anna Maria. My wife's name is Mia. M-I-A. I married her because I can remember it by missing in action. M-I-A.
You know, you want to hear something that's even more an interesting connection? My wife, when I first got introduced to my wife, she said, my friends call me Mia, the same exact name.
What? Your wife's name is Mia. See?
No,
I don't like
goes
you.
By Mia.
She goes by Mia,
but with her friends, but her name is Anna Maria, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I hate to say it because my sister uses for everything. She just says, oh, it was meant to be. Well, some things are, I firmly believe God has sent good people like yourself to me, and that's one of my prayers at night. I'm grateful for those friends and acquaintances that God has put to me, or through to me, because that's how I've been successful, you know? And so
it is important, and I like talking to individuals like you, knowing that even through a phone conversation, I can tell how genuine and how much of a stand-up man you are, not to mention hearing your grandkids and how they deal with you. Like, all those things, to be perfectly frank, Clark, that's how I envision myself as a grandfather someday. Like, that's the life that I wish that when I'm a grandfather, I get to get the same feelings that you get from dealing with your grandkids.
No, it's a feeling well, you can't, words don't describe it. But my children are the same way. I love my grandbabies, but my children came first.
But you bless them with the energy that you have, which is amazing. And so,
you reap in your marriage and life, you reap what you sow, my friend. You reap what you sow.
Absolutely.
All right. Love you, friend. Have a blessed day. Thanks. If you need something else, call me back.
You do the same. It's been an absolute pleasure, Clark. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, buddy. Bye.